Steve McNair, what can you see difference he's making with this ball?
He's obviously they're scoring more points than they did, the year they won the Super Bowl, and so he's a factor there. Steve is a guy that's seen everything. He's been through every situation, so I don't think there's ever a panic in Steve, and making play, and when the game comes down last like it did the last 2 weeks, that's vintage Steve McNair. I mean, that's how he made his career when he was young. Before I went to Tennessee, a lot of the games were played close, and then in the last two minutes they said, hey, go win the thing for us, and that's Steve. Probably the only difference is, but he still took off last week and ran. You don't see him take off with his feet as much, and he's kind of learned, which he did my last couple of years there, what kind of beating you take. He's gotten smart about that, but Steve, I've always said that I think he's one of the top three quarterbacks in this league, and he's never gotten enough credit. He's got a great winning percentage at Tennessee, and probably the only weird thing is seeing him in a purple uniform instead of a Tennessee Titan uniform.
All right, the other side of the ball, how tough is it to look at that Baltimore defense and come up with a game plan against what's been traditionally one of the best defenses in the league?
Well, it's a great defense. There's no weaknesses. You got to be real patient with your run game. And, statistically, they're ahead of where they were defensively when they went to the Super Bowl, so they're shutting down people. I mean, you're giving up an average of 2.6 yards a carry. That's not very many. So everything is going to be a fight. So just got to be patient with your run game.
What's their best asset, Dinger?
They're big, they're fast, they're strong, and they're physical. Which one do you want me to pick?
Which scares you the most?
All of them. there's no weaknesses on that defense. Everybody's a big, strong, physical guy that can run, that's can make plays. And they play with great enthusiasm. They play as a great team. And, there is no weakness there.
McNair and Derek Mason, when you got out to Tennessee, how quickly did you see the chemistry those two had?
Oh, that took a little while, that developed over a few years. It wasn't really... The first year I was there, Derek and Steve built that over the season, and then because Derek was really, when I got there, he's a punt returner, he was the fourth guy, and he just kind of bit into what we were doing, and it became obvious that you couldn't play bump and run on Derek, that he could shake anybody, and then when you put him in the slot, he was going to get open and make plays for you. And so he actually became the balance on the other side, where Steve a lot of times looked for Frankie Wycheck and to bail him out. Now he had a guy on the other side that could bail him out, and then they ended up with a little rapport there. And so then we started designing things to get Derek the ball, because Derek had proved he could get open.